Om Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Trayas trinshats chitam yasvan badva visma payan nripan doshmantir atyagan mayam devanam guru mayayo Trayas trinshach chitam yasvan bhadva visma payan ripan daushmantir atyagan mayam devanam guru mayayo Trayas trinshach chitam yasvan bhadva visma payan ripan doshmantir atyagan mayam devanam guru mayayo Nasring such to Tam Yasvan Badva Visma Payan Ripan Vaishnavis. Trayah. Three. Trinsat. 30. Satam. 100. He. Indeed. Asvan. Horses. Badva. Arresting in the yajna. Vismapayan. Astonishing. Nripan. All other kings. Daushmantihi. The son of Maharaj Dushmanta. Atyagat. Surpassed. Mayam. Material opulences. Devanam. Of the demigods. Gurum. The supreme spiritual master. Ayayo. Achieved. Translation. Bharat, the son of Maharaj Dushmanta, bound 3,300 horses for those sacrifices, and thus he astonished all other kings. He surpassed even the opulence of the demigods, for he achieved the supreme spiritual master Hari. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. One who achieves the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead certainly surpasses all material wealth, even that of the demigods in the heavenly planets. Yang labdva chaparam labham manyate narikam tataha. The achievement of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the most exalted achievement in life. Om Ajnana Timarandasya Gnanjana Shalakaya Chakshuranmiditam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutade Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktivinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. So I first humbly beg the senior Vaishnavas for their mercy that I can speak appropriately and properly on our Gaudiya Vaishnav Siddhanta, which has been handed down to us by Srila Prabhupada and Vaishnava Acharyas. So in 9th canto, chapter 20, the dynasty of Puru, we're continuing with the story of Bharat, the son of Maharaj Dushmanta. Yesterday we heard how he was performing sacrifices, yajna, at the Ganga and Jamuna, and how it was such elaborate worship. And today we're hearing that he bound 3,300 horses for those sacrifices, which he astonished all other kings. And Jagaranga Prabhu gave a very wonderful class yesterday about how easy it is to engage in the Sankirtan Yajna, this Kali Yuga, rather than go through all the different processes of yajna, which Srila Prabhupada stated that it's very difficult to secure the paraphernalia and to even get qualified brahmanas. And so in today's verse and purport, Srila Prabhupada is talking about how Bharat had even surpassed the opulence of the demigods because he had attained the lotus feet of the supreme spiritual master, Hari. And while preparing for this class yesterday, I was really thinking and meditating, what does it really mean to achieve the lotus feet of Krishna? Are we aspiring devotees, or you're all devotees, I'm an aspiring devotee, but to really understand that Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead, he's a supreme person, he has a form and he has lotus feet. Now, what does it really mean to achieve and even taste those lotus feet. And I was asking different devotees what it meant to them. You know, if somebody comes up to you and asks, you know, what does it mean that you achieve the shelter of the lotus feet of God, of Krishna? And we can see in the prayers of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu what the mood, what the proper mentality of trying to achieve the lotus feet of Krishna is. When he prays, Ayinanda tanuja kinkaram patitamam vishame bhavamburo kripaya tava parapankajas tituduli sadrasham vinchintaya. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he spoke these verses in Shikshastakam. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is none different than Radha and Krishna, he wrote and spoke these eight verses called Shikshastakam. And for those devotees who have not memorized Shikshastakam, please make a plan to really memorize these verses, because these verses are so powerful. They give the whole Gaudiya Vaishnav philosophy in eight verses. And some of those verses are not so difficult to memorize, but not only memorize, we should place them very deep within our heart to really understand what has been given to us by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Prabhupada. So, Ayinanda Tanuja Kinkaram Patitamam Vishame Bhavamburo, that we're the eternal servants of Krishna. Krishna, I'm your eternal servant, but somehow or other I've fallen into this ocean of birth and death. This material world is an ocean of birth and death. And in this ocean, Narottam Das Thakur, he prays that in this ocean of birth and death, and there's Timangila fish that are trying to swallow me. Oh, what are Timangila fish? Timangila fish are so large that they can easily swallow whales, Srila Prabhupada explains. Timangila fish. Now, these Timangila fish are lust, anger, and greed. They're constantly trying to swallow me in this ocean of birth and death. And when we're in this ocean of birth and death, sometimes see that there's straw floating along in the ocean. And the straw represents fruit of activity, karma kanda, represents mystic yoga, represents gyan kanda, represents all the different processes other than bhakti. And people, who has been saved by straw, by little pieces of straw floating in the ocean? If you're drowning in an ocean and you're trying to grab onto straw, you just get dragged down. So in this ocean of birth and death, Timangila fish trying to swallow me, straw floating there, there's no shelter except the lotus feet of Krishna. This world, Krishna explains, is dukkhalayam ashashvatam. It's temporary and it's full of misery. So, floating around in this ocean of birth and death, our only shelter is the lotus feet of Krishna. Dukkhalayam ashashvatam. There was a recent report that just came out from the UN that stated from January 1st, 2014 to October 2015, there are more than 20,000 Iraqi civilians that were killed and more than 3.2 million displaced, homeless, because of the war going on. And we're living in the year 2016, which, you know, when I was a kid, there were all these science fiction writers who were writing that by the year 2000, it'd be a utopia. We'd have flying skateboards and flying cars and so many different marvelous things to make our utopian society. But we see through the eyes of Shastra that in this material world, it's just the same thing happening over and over, birth, death, old age, and disease. And the lotus feet of Krishna are like a boat. This ocean of birth and death, Lord Krishna's lotus feet are like a boat. And when one takes shelter of the boat, that ocean of birth and death, it becomes like the water that's in the calf's footprint. Not a big bull's footprint or a cow's footprint, but a gentle calf's footprint. That ocean of birth and death shrinks up just into the water that's within a calf's footprint. And in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 7, Text 48, In today's purport, it's talking about how Bharat surpassed all material wealth, even that of the demigods and the heavenly planets, by taking shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. And so Srila Prabhupada explains in Canto 7, Chapter 7, Text 48, to take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna means to act according to the rules and regulations of Bhagavat Dharma, devotional service. As far as economic development is concerned, we should discharge our occupational duties by fully depending on the lotus feet of the Lord for the results. Narottam Das Thakur sings that our only desire should be to perform the duties of Krishna consciousness. So in taking shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, it means to follow the rules and regulations of devotional service, to engage in devotional service. And we see in the life of Dhruva Maharaj how he became insulted. He was a Kshatriya boy and he became insulted because he couldn't sit on his father's lap. And so he went to the forest to engage in austerities and penances. Narada Muni came, taught him how to engage in bhakti yoga. By engaging in bhakti yoga, he was able to obtain the darshan of Sri Vishnu, of Krishna. And by obtaining the darshan of Vishnu, he realized that all of his material desires, his wanting a kingdom that was even greater than his grandfather's, was like wanting broken pieces of glass. Realizing the lotus feet of the Lord as the all in all, one obtains even more material wealth than that of the demigods and the heavenly planets. And in the history of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gaur Lila, pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, there's a wonderful example of a personality who took to devotional service, but materialists could look at him and become very puzzled because he seemed like he was very poor. And his name was Sridhar Pandit, and he was known as Kolavecha Sridhar. Kolavecha means one who sells bananas, one who sells banana leaves. And he lived in the part of Navadvip, I think it was in Antardvip, where there was a banana grove. And so every day he would go, take a banana plant, cut it up, take the leaves, make plates, even take the fruit of the banana tree. And he would sell it for a very low price. Actually, Vrindavan Das Thakur states that he was more truthful than even Yudhishthira Maharaj. And so he would just simply sell these banana leaves. And half of that money he would spend on the worship of Ganga. Now, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, before he exhibited his pastimes of being a devotee, he was known as Nimai, Chai Nimai. So Nimai Pandit, he would go daily to see Kolavecha Sridhar, to buy banana leaves, to buy banana plants, and engage them in eating on or even cooking the fruit of the banana plant. And so daily he would go and see Kolavecha Sridhar. And the pastime would be that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he would try to get them for free. He would ask Kolavecha Sridhar, "Oh, do you have banana leaves today? Oh, you're selling them so much, you know, I could go somewhere else and get them for cheaper." And they would start haggling each other. And Sridhar, he would even try to take away the banana plates from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's hands. And they would engage in a struggle, like a tug of war. And Sridhar, he would chastise Lord Chaitanya, "Just go somewhere else. If you find a better deal, then just go somewhere else." But Lord Chaitanya, every day he would go and they would engage in this haggling. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one day he told him that, "I know you're very rich. You're hiding. Everybody sees you as a very poor person, but I know that you have so much wealth, and I'm going to reveal it to everybody today." And he said, and by the way, why don't you just give me these things for free? Don't you know that I am the father of the Ganga?" And Kolavecha Sridhar, he would hold his ears and go, "Vishnu, Vishnu, what are you saying?" Because he wasn't seeing that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was God at this point. He was just seeing him as a funny Brahmana boy. And so when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed his Mahaprakash Leela, where he exhibited that he was non-different than Vishnu, he sat on the altar of Srivas Thakur. All the devotees came and they bathed Lord Chaitanya. They worshipped him as Vishnu, as God. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, please go get Kolavetra Sridhar. He is in pain because he's not in my association. Please go and bring him. And most of the devotees, they didn't even know who Sridhar Pandit was at this point. They just thought that Kolavetra Sridhar, we know him, he's a banana seller. He lives in a hut that has holes in the roof. He's a very poor person. You know, Mahaprabhu wants him, so we'll go get him. So they went to the part of the town, and they could hear Sridhar Pandit, Kulavetra Sridhar, loudly chanting the holy names of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And he wouldn't even sleep during the night. He would just loudly call out the holy names of the Lord. And the materialists, they were thinking, oh, Sridhar, he's hungry. He's feeling hunger pains, and so he's just crying out through the whole night. He's causing such a disturbance to our sleep. Somebody should go break down his house and throw it in the Ganga. This is what the materialists were thinking. They couldn't see that he was such a pure devotee of the Lord. And so they went, the devotees, they got Sridhar Pandit, and they said, Mahaprabhu is calling you. He wants you. And so Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he revealed that Kolavetra Sridhar, even though he seemed so poor, even though he seemed that he was the most poor person, he was actually the richest person because he obtained the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of God. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was giving out benedictions to all the devotees at the Mahaprakash Leela. And he offered Kolavetra Sridhar, whatever you want, ask for it. I will give you opulences. I will give you the mystic perfections, 8 mystic perfections. But Sridhar, he completely rejected all of these so-called material benedictions of the Lord. Because he had already achieved the greatest fortune. He had already achieved the greatest benediction. That was the lotus feet of the Lord. And so Srila Prabhupada says that one who achieves the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead certainly surpasses all material wealth, even that of the demigods and the heavenly planets. And one time later, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he had asked Sridhar Pandit that you're worshipping the goddess of fortune, who is always residing at the lotus feet of Krishna. You're worshipping the goddess of fortune, but you have nothing. But those who are worshipping goddess Kali, Durga, it seems like they're very materially opulent. And Sridhar Pandit, he spoke that a great king is sitting on the throne, he's being fanned, he has so much material opulences. And then there's a bird, has a simple nest, eating food grains. Actually, they're both living the same type of life. They're both living the same type of lifestyle. And we think that in this material world, we see that there's many rich people in this material world. There's many famous people. And people always think, oh, they're so fortunate. They're so fortunate to be rich. They're so fortunate to be famous. But actually, the real fortune is to have bhakti, devotion to Krishna. That's the real fortune. Because we see that in this material world, everything's going to be taken away from us. We might get great wealth. We might become famous. We might become very beautiful. We could have so many opulences in the material world. But it's just an ocean of birth and death. Just going over and over, being swept away by the currents of time. And so the only thing that's really going to save us in this ocean of birth and death is the lotus feet of the Lord. Later on in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's stated when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he goes and speaks with Chandkazi. They perform Harinam Sankirtan Yagya in the streets. Afterwards, they go to the home of Sridhar Pandit. And Kulavecha Sridhar, in his home, he had this old iron pot that he would wash himself with, he would drink with, he would do all things with it. But it was very decrepit looking, very old. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went and he drank from that iron pot. And seeing this Kulavecha Sridhar, he was so bewildered. This is my worshipable Lord and he's drinking from my old iron pot. And he fell down and fainted. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it's explained, he was showing that the only way to really obtain Krishna is by serving the devotees. And so we sing Sri Guru Charana Padma, that the lotus feet of the Guru is how we're going to obtain the lotus feet of Krishna. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutadeya Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine. Srila Prabhupada is situated, Vishnu Padaya, at the lotus feet of Krishna. And so to really take shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna, we have to take shelter of somebody who has taken shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. This is the only way that we can even obtain the lotus feet of Krishna. And something else I was kind of meditating on is that in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, in the very first chapter, he talks about three deities that have the hearts of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. The Gaudiya Vaishnavas worship. And when we have our appearance days or disappearance days of our great acharyas, we say their pranam mantras. So those three great deities are Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Govinda, and Radha Gopinath deities. Those are the three most famous deities of our Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. And they are being worshipped in Vrindavan. The original deities are in Jaipur. But Radha Madana Mohan, it's stated that Vajranabha, the great grandson of, or is it the grandson of Krishna? I can't remember if it's the grandson or the great grandson of Krishna. That is the, I'm sorry? Great grandson of Krishna. He established these three deities. He had them personally carved. Now, Vajranabha, he never saw Krishna personally. But Uttara had seen Krishna. Uttara being the wife of Maharaj Parikshit. And so Uttara had seen Krishna. And so when Vajranabha had these three deities carved, he personally brought these three deities to Uttara and asked Uttara, do these deities look like the actual Krishna? And so Uttara explained that Radha Madana Mohan, Madan Mohan deity, the feet are exactly like Krishna's lotus feet. Radha Govinda, the chest, the broad chest, look exactly like Krishna's chest. And Radha Gopinath, the face, looks exactly like Krishna's face. So Madana Mohan deity, the feet, the lotus feet of Madan Mohan, if we see that deity, which are pictures out on the internet, we can see those lotus feet. According to our Vaishnavacharyas, those lotus feet of Madan Mohan look exactly like Krishna's lotus feet. And it's interesting because in Srila Prabhupada's purports in Chaitanya Charitamrita, he talks about how Madan Mohan, Radha Govinda, and Radha Gopinath, they are the Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojana deities. So Madan Mohan represents Sambandha. Now, when we think of Sambandha Tattva represents who are we? We're the eternal servants of Krishna. Who is Krishna? He's God. Sambandha is knowing our relationship with Krishna and our relationship with the material world and the spiritual world. So Sambandha Tattva is represented by Madan Mohan, Dave. Madan Mohan, what does Madan Mohan mean? Madan is Cupid, who kind of rules this material world through lust. He's shooting his arrows and he's making people fall in lust. So Madan Mohan, Mohan means bewilderment, bewildering. So Krishna is Madan Mohan, he bewilders Cupid. So by taking shelter of Madan Mohan Dev, we are establishing our Sambandha relationship with Krishna. We're establishing Sambandha Tattva. We're focusing on the lotus feet of Krishna. And then Govindadev represents Abhideya. Abhideya is, okay, now we understand the relationship between ourselves and Krishna and this material world, but what do we do now that we have this, we know this under, we understand this relationship? We engage in devotional service. And then Gopinath represents the Prayojan Tattva, love of God, the smiling, beautiful face of Krishna. So even when we come before the deities, we understand that before looking at the face of the Lord, we first meditate on the lotus feet of the Lord, and then we gradually go up looking at the deities. So Sambandha Tattva, to firmly establish ourselves in Krishna consciousness, we must really understand Sambandha Tattva. And this is given through the Sambandha Guru, Sanatana Goswami. And we meditate upon Madan Mohan, who has the lotus feet, exactly lotus feet of Krishna. And we can also meditate on so many beautiful Vaishnavacharya songs, like Bhaja Hure Mana Sri Nanda Nandana Abhaya Chara Nara Vindare, that, again, in this ocean of birth and death, we're in so much fear, but we have to constantly tell our mind, tell my mind, please worship the lotus feet of Krishna. And by worshiping the lotus feet of Krishna, all fear is gone. Nitai Padakamala, Koti Chandra Shushitala, the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda are more cooling than 10 million moons. There's so much we can absorb our mind daily in reading Srila Prabhupada's books about the lotus feet of Krishna. Just typing in lotus feet in the Veda base, you get hundreds of thousands of hits, it seems, just going over. And so there's Krishna consciousness means to be always meditating on the lotus feet, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And just to finish, there's so much that we can say. I was kind of bewildered in preparing for this class just to speak upon the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We could speak on and on and on. But something that was very powerful and I kind of meditate on here and there is that in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, when Narada Muni is talking with Srila Vyasadeva, he says something very amazing, that devotees, sometimes they fall away from Krishna consciousness or they become bewildered. And seemingly they go back to enjoying the material world or taking up the path of the karmis. But Narada Muni says that actually for those who have tasted the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they're known as rasa graha. That even if they fall down, they will never suffer like the karmis will. Srila Prabhupada in the purport, he actually says that by tasting the lotus feet of the Lord, by engaging in devotional service, that even if somebody falls down from the path of devotion, they won't suffer like the karmis. Actually, what will happen is because they have tasted the lotus feet of Krishna, then Krishna will personally bring them back. So they're suffering in the material world. It might look to some that they're suffering just like the other materialists out there, but because they've tasted a little bit of the lotus feet of Krishna, it's actually Krishna being merciful upon them and they'll come back to devotional service. So we can always stay at the lotus feet of Krishna by chanting the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. If there's any questions, comments, Storm Prabhu.
Thank you, Prabhu, for such a very nice class. The last statement you made about seeing like how once something happens, we see it's like Krishna's mercy. Well, I was thinking like, so there's a difference between like Krishna's mercy and somebody's karmic, you know, just their karma. And so I was wondering if like there's a materialist and they are, you know, living seemingly like a very material life, but they are just thinking, oh, it's, you know, that's just how God planned it or something. Kind of like without actually saying it's God's mercy, but just saying, but like in sort of in that same sort of consciousness, is it still their karma then, or is it something else? Like, are they getting purified for that?
Because they're thinking that their opulence is coming from God?
No, anything, whether it's good or bad.
Oh, yeah, they're getting benefit if they're thinking about God. They're getting some kind of benefit. And hopefully they'll meet you on book distribution and get a book. Hopefully that'll be their fortune, is that by meditating on God or, you know, seeing that whatever good or bad comes, that they'll come in contact with a devotee. But it's stated that Srila Sanatana Goswami actually talks about this also, that even the Sakama devotees, even though they're materialistic, because they're surrendering to the Lord, they're not affected by the modes of material nature in the same way that the that the materialists are. Because, I mean, Srimad Bhagavatam, I forget the exact verse, but whether you have material desires, whether you're free from material desires, worship the lotus feet of Krishna. Just take shelter of Krishna. So even if you're materialistic and you're still trying to live a life where you can meditate on God, wherever God may be, that, you know, the fortune will be that you get the association of a pure devotee. And by getting the association of a pure devotee, then you'll make real progress in devotional life. Anything else? Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Going to the Lord. Think about all parts.